Father, we thank you, Lord God, for this joyful fellowship we are having in your presence, Lord. Your presence is the fullness of joy at your right hand and our pleasures forevermore. Lord, we bless you for the privilege that we have to be able to come together again. Lord, I will build my church, you said, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we thank you because your words will not fall to the ground. Lord, heaven and earth shall pass away, Father. Your word will not pass away. So we thank you. It's that same word we're going to read this morning, Lord. And we know you're going to bless us as you always do. Blessed be the name, Father. In Jesus' name, Father, we pray.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. If you saw your Bible, if you wish to Book of Hebrews. The very first chapter, the 13th verse of the book of Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 1, verse 13. But to which of the angels said it at any time, sit on my right hand until I make thy enemies thy footstool? Are they not all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for them which are the heirs of salvation? So by God's grace, I will just take a text from that 14th verse. This morning, ministering spirits. Praise the Lord. Ministering spirits. So the Bible told us right there, the angels, they are ministering spirits. So in plain language to us, so this morning, ministering spirits. Now, let me first of all define who angels are. Who are they and what are angels? Well, the Bible teaches that a guardian angel watches over each human being that is born into this world. They do. The Lord did that, as you know. At least to the age of accountability. No matter where they were born, every child, until they reach the age of accountability, that a guardian angel. I won't go into the complexity of what happened when they come to the age of accountability and they don't follow the Lord anymore. I leave that one alone. But at least to the age of accountability, every child has a guardian angel. Yet, many people are only vaguely aware of the ministry of angels. Perhaps because the subject is so infrequently mentioned in the pulpit. Thank God we have the liberty here to preach. The Bible is our doctrine, amen. The old Bible is our doctrine here. Praise God. Anything the Bible says, we can talk about it. Praise God. Anyway, as far back as the Garden of Eden, angels are mentioned. Right from Genesis to Revelation, angel, all over the place. Why aren't people talking about them? See? So as far back as the Garden of Eden, angels are mentioned. Where we are told they guarded the way of the tree of life. And it won't hurt us to read that in Genesis 3:24. So he drove out the man and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned in every way to keep the way of the tree of life. Without expanding on that, right from the beginning of the book of Genesis and so on, God began to talk about angels in there, you know. Now, to really go into this thing, I want to talk about who are they, right? Angels are princes of heaven who stand before God. And we get Bible for that. I say angels are princes of heaven who stand before God. Angel Gabriel, one of the angels, Gabriel, one of the archangels, tell what he says about that statement, that they are the princes of heaven and they stand before God. Two times Gabriel spoke. He told Daniel in Daniel 10, without telling you so much about what happened, Daniel 10, verse 13, but the prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me. This is Gabriel now talking to Daniel. 120 days. But lo, Michael, look at this. One of the chief princes, because I said angels are princes of heaven, right? Who stand before God, right? And we know Michael, well, though a visible angel, a special angel, I won't go into that one. But that was the one of the princes, chief princes, right? The chief prince. So angels are princes of heaven. Right there. Come to help me, he said. Now, the same angel Gabriel to Zechariah, New Testament, the father of John the Baptist, I said they are princes of heaven that stand before God, right? Now, in the temple, when the angel came to announce the birth of John the Baptist, Zechariah was the priest ministering in the temple, right? And he disclosed, he knew that they will have a baby, himself and his wife will have a baby, Elizabeth and something like that, Oh, the baby will argue, how do I know, and so on. Here is what Gabriel said, to him. Luke 1:19. And the angel answered and said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God. I have to explain my explanation of who angels are. They are princes of heaven that stand before God. Now, they are also ministering spirits, like we read, to those who are the heirs of salvation. As we are told in Hebrews 1:13, which I read at the beginning of the service, they are of a different order than human beings, angels are. Before we talk about their ministration to us as heirs of salvation, let's define them. Let's see who they are, so we get acquainted with them, So, they are of a different order than human beings. Although they closely resemble humans, when they appear in human form, they are spirit beings, but they are not disembodied spirits like demons. Because in the Bible, demons are, people today are disembodied. Don't forget, the Bible says one of those demons, the Bible says that when an unclean spirit goes out of a man, then he seek dry places, seeking rest, right? Because they are disembodied. In the madman of Gadara, not casting out the devils there and so on, they have to go somewhere, right? So they have to go to the swine eventually. So, but angels, the angel of God, are not disembodied, So we see that there. So anyway, so they have bodies, though not physical bodies. Yet, they have the power to appear as physical beings, as such times as they choose. They have that power. So before we talk about the administration, let's talk about them a little bit. On occasions, they may show themselves in their full heavenly glory. As in two occasions, two of them, House of Cornelius, or also to Daniel. In House of Cornelius, in Acts 10:30, and Cornelius said, 4 days ago, I was fasting until this hour, and at the ninth hour, that's 3 p.m., I prayed in my house, and behold, see, a man, right? A man, they can appear as a man, praise God. A man stood before me in the bright clothing. And that's one instance where they appear there. So they appear like that and say, like a man. In Daniel 10:5, where I read before, Daniel 10:5. Then I lifted up my eyes and looked. And behold, a certain man. Here you go. They can appear as man. Praise God. Yeah, they are angels, And clothed in linen, whose loins were gathered with a fine gold of Ophir. And let me say this. Even the Lord himself, he appears like that many times to people, and we won't go into that particular direction this morning as theophany. The description we have here in Daniel is one such occasion. But anyway, we move forward right now so they can appear in their full heavenly glory. That's a thing that is in there, Usually, however, when they appear to people, so as not to really awe them or maybe they are afraid, they will take the form of a human. And they may even be mistaken to be men, as we are told in Hebrews 13:2. But in India, we are told that be not forgetful to entertain angels, or strangers rather. For thereby some have entertained angels unaware, because they came as humans. Praise God. We have to know this. We are at the end of the age. I believe there are more activity of angels. As there are more activity of demons, I believe there are more activity of angels among the elect of God as the age closes. Praise the Lord. Angels are of a higher order than man in this present age. But it will be forever. We know that in Psalm 8:4, David even was told up by the Holy Ghost, Psalm 8:4, what is man that thou art mindful of him? And the son of man that thou visited him? For thou hast made him a little lower than man in this dispensation, that are the angels, and hast crowned him with glory and honor. But not so in the age to come. In the age to come, we will judge angels. Amen. Praise the Lord. Scripture, that is 1 Corinthians 6:3. Know ye not that we shall judge angels in the coming dispensation? All the world is ours with our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All things are ours. Praise God. That is coming. That age is coming. So we see that there. Now, there are different orders of angels. There are seraphim. And seraphim having 3 pairs of wings, we are told. without going to Isaiah 6:1-8, you can see them in there. There are seraphims in there. They are cherubim or living creatures. They have two pairs of wings and so on. You can see them in Ezekiel 1, Ezekiel 10, Revelation 4:6-8. They are in there, you know. So these are cherubims or living creatures. You have archangels, like Gabriel is an archangel, you know. You have guardian angels. We are going to zero in this morning, guardian angels. Because that's why the ministration really comes to all. In guardian angels, you know, so we see. Now, here are some things about angels, characteristics of angels. You know, before we go forward and so on, you know. Angels are spoken of in masculine gender all the time, you know. And they appear, when they appear, human for like man. I haven't seen one that appear like a woman before, you know. So they are in masculine gender, you know. Even though we are so specifically that they do not marry. They become as a man, but they do not marry. We are told, the Lord told us in Matthew 22, when that man said, oh, they came to him. They want to mock the resurrection, right? I said, there's no resurrection. Oh, you know, master, you know, we have this situation here. They're talking about resurrection, right? One man has a wife and he died. And then, according to Jewish law, his brothers will take him over and so on. And one having 2, 3, 7 brothers had that woman and they all died and so on. In the resurrection, master, whose wife will they be? Oh, the Lord said, you not know the scripture, nor the power of God. In the resurrection, they neither marry nor are given a marriage, amen? Praise the Lord. They may appear as man, but they are not, they don't get married and so on. You know, Bible says, and so on, you know. In the same scenario, agents are immortal, they do not die. In the same scenario, in Luke 10:20-26. The same situation, the same scenario. Neither can they die anymore. That is, for they are equal unto the angels. Angels are immortal. And the children of God, being the children of the resurrection. So angels don't die, they are immortal. Praise God. So we see, just give them some things about them, to know something about them according to the scripture. The scripture implies that there are hundreds of millions of angels, you know. That is in Revelation 5:11, and I will read that. And I beheld, and I heard the voice of many angels round about the throne, and the beasts, and the elders. And the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000, and thousands of thousands, you know. To do this, now make it play another play. How can you catch that? When I told that they are innumerable. Amen?
Amen.
In Hebrews 12:22. But ye, you and me, ye are come unto the Mount Zion, and unto the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to an innumerable company of angels. Amen? They are innumerable, angels of God. Praise the Lord Jesus. And you are, they are in our ministry, so we know, and so that's what we are called to this morning. Ministry spirits, right? So, angels possess a superior intelligence than humans in this dispensation, but they do not possess omniscience. Only God is omniscient. Praise God. How do we know that they are not omniscient? For example, they do not know the day of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are told in Mark 13:32, but of that day and that hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels which are in heaven. They don't know the day. So, they are not omniscient. Praise God. So, but yeah, they have supernatural and so on, that, you know, they can see things in more perspective that we do and so on at this age, but they don't know everything. Praise the Lord. Now, guardian angels, now, talking about the ministering spirit, right? And the minister, they are created to minister for us. So, the Lord showed the importance of children in God's sight by declaring that they have guardian angels appointed to watch over them. That is in Matthew 18:10. Take it, that he dispatch not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. So the Lord taught us that, you know, that was his peace and so on. From this we gather that when a child is born into this world, like I said before, there is an angel delegated, you know, by divine command to accompany him through life. So that's how the Lord did it and so on, you know. Now, angels do not watch over God's people only when they are infants. We now know that even when you so that you neglect when you become an adult, when you are a Christian. No. So rather, God has provided angelic guardianship so that we have security in a world so marked by tragedy and disaster. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, they are ministering spirits, you know, and they are in our midst. And, you know, so, and God gave them this assignment and all that, you know. So, this angelic protection for those who have come to the age of accountability too. God have angel, he get that angel for those who are children of God. And you are come to the age of accountability and some of that, you know. We are told in Psalm 34 verse 7, the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him. And they never left them. Are you aware of them? Are you aware of the angel of the Lord? Are you conscious of that? You may not see them, but you must know what the scripture says, amen. Oh, how much fear will go out of your life when you know that the angel of the Lord encamp around you, amen. What the damage that is done to Christians, not so much of what will happen, but the fear of what will happen. See? Praise the Lord. When I know God's angel is around me, I do not fear anything. Praise God. Now, there were numerous instances in scripture in which people were ministered to by angels. Talking about ministering, they are ministering spirits, right? And for us who are the heart of salvation, let's go through the Bible, both Old and New Testament. It's the same thing. They do the same assignment. They are the ministries from Genesis to Revelation. Ministries for us and so that, you know. Now, Hagar and her son Ishmael begin from there. We know the story of that. Because of Ishmael's misconduct, it was necessary that himself and his mother should leave Abraham's household, right? And while in the desert now, they got lost and were without water. You know, people crossing from Mexico to here, how many of them die each year before all these things and so on. It's a kind of desert, right? There's no water and so on, you know. Anyway, ministering spirits, right? Angels. So the mother, mini Hagar, gave up in despair. She just gave up. But the little lad began to pray, amen. Praise the Lord. Bible says so. Well, the lad was praying, and God answered that boy's prayer. Look in Genesis 21, verse 17. And God heard the voice of the lad. Watch now. And the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven. Ministering spirits, right? In a desperate situation, in a desert, where there's no water, no oasis, and some of that, you know. I mean, talking about desperation and hopelessness, you know. But the lad, I don't know, by the imagination, was praying. Praise God. And the angel of the Lord called from heaven and said unto her, what aileth thee, Hagar? What aileth thee? Your boy is even praying. What aileth you, Hagar? You know? And at all. Fear not, the Lord said, the angel of the Lord said, for God has heard the voice of the lad where he is, sir. Arise, lift up the ladder and laid him in thy hand, for I will make him a great nation. They are there today, the Arab nation, right? They are there. Praise God. See, a nation. Now, and God opened her eyes, meaning Hagar's eyes, and she saw a well of water in the desert, out of nowhere. The Creator, the great Creator, amen. He created all things. By him were all things created, and nothing was made which was not made by him. All things were made by him. Praise the Lord. And she went there and filled the bottle with water, see, and gave the lad drink. So angels, ministering spirits, are they not ministering spirits sent forth to minister for us who are the heart of salvation? Jacob, see, he had that on his way back home 20 years later, after he fled home and so that, you know, 20 years later or so, coming back home now, the Lord's instruction. So he had that his brother Esau was coming to meet him, 400 men, you know, and so that, you know. He was in the state of panic, of course. I mean, he only has a few people with him, 400 coming against him and something like that, you know. Fearing that his brother will execute vengeance against him for his having stolen the patriarchal blessing, right? So that night, the angel of God met Jacob, and Jacob wrestled in prayer through the night in an agony of his soul. Now, with the breaking of, you have been praying all night, right? With the breaking of dawn, the angel said in Genesis 22:38, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. Of course, what happened? That suffered the problem. So when Esau met Jacob in the morning, what happened? All they could do was to fall into his brother's arms, and they wept together. That 33 of Genesis verse 4, and Esau ran to meet him and embraced him. and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. He could be called the angel of the Lord. The Lord said, appear and as the angel. But talking about, are they not ministering spirits? So it ministered for Jacob in India. Now, when later Jacob would bless the sons of Joseph, what happened? He referred to this incident, you know. He didn't forget it. He told, when he was going to bless Ephraim and Manasseh, you know, as he was trying to get to get back, go to heaven and some of that, you know. In Genesis 48, we know it's referring to this angelic visitation. For it said in Genesis 48, verse 16, the angel which redeemed me from all evil blessed the Lord. Praise God. And we believe that he was saying that, you know, this same angel will, you know, will bless these kids and and be with them and protect them from all evil. Praise God, you know. So he said that when they are, he didn't forget that experience with the angelic encounter. Are they not ministering spirits? Some of that, you know. Moses. An angel of the Lord appeared unto Moses. Talking about ministering spirits, right? Both Old and New Testament experience the same thing. And so, an angel of the Lord appeared unto Moses in the wilderness and commissioned him to lead the children of Israel out of Egypt. Exodus 3:2. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a flame of fire out of the midst of a bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. Verse 7. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people which are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows. Verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. In their administration, their ministering spirit, calling the angel of the Lord. Now, Gideon, see? An angel came to Gideon and told him that he was to deliver his people, see? For God's people. See, it's Gideon again. That he was to deliver his people from the oppression of the Midianites. Judges 6, verse 11. And there came an angel of the Lord and sat under an oak which was in Ophrah that pertained unto Joash, the Abiezrite. And his son Gideon stretched wheat by the winepress to hide it from the Midianites. Now, verse 12. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. You know, valor. So we what happened in India. But Gideon said unto him, oh my Lord, if the Lord be with us, why then is all this befalling us? And where are all his miracles which our fathers told us of, saying, did not the Lord bring us up from Egypt? But now the Lord has forsaken us and delivered us into the hands of the Midianites. Verse 14. And the Lord looked upon him and said, go in this your strength, and thou shalt save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have not I sent thee? To his angelic ministration, to his people of all dispensations, their ministering spirit, sent forth to minister for them by the heart of salvation. Ezekiah, the king of Judah, you know, king of Judah, the angel of the Lord, you know, in an answer to Ezekiah's prayer, slew the great Assyrian host that came up against Jerusalem. You know, of course, that particular king, they had made a lot of successful military campaigns around the country, but not for Judah, when this king prayed and called upon the name of the Lord. Isaiah 37, 36. Then the angel of the Lord went forth and smote in the camp of the Assyrians 185,000. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. So, let the Lord fight your battle for you, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let him fight your battle for you and all that, you know. Anyway, praise God. Elijah, you know, whatever wrought after its victory over the prophets of Baal, when he heard that Jezebel was after him to take off his head, he ran for his life deep into the wilderness of Beersheba, the Bible tells us. There he prayed, you see. Things are always happening when they pray. When Jacob Let you and pray and angels appear, amen. Praise the Lord. All of them, you know, when they are praying, this thing happens when they are praying all the time. So then he prayed, you know, that the Lord will take away his life. Well, that's a different negative prayer. That's what God's will for him anyway. But God sent an angel who prepared a meal for him on two separate occasions. You know, in his wilderness experience, in the strength of that nourishment, Elijah was able to make the long journey to Mount Horeb. That is in 1 Kings 19:5. I will read it quickly. They are very inspiring. Faith cometh by hearing, hearing the word of God. The things which are written aforetime are for our admonition and for our example, that we through the scriptures may have hope. Amen. That's why we take that to read scriptures. Praise God. Now, 1 Kings 19:5. And as he lay and slept under a juniper tree, behold, here we go, the angel touched him, see, and said unto him, are they not ministering spirits? The angel touched him, you know, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. Second time, verse 7. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time, and touched him, and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. See, the Lord cares. The Lord cares for his people, amen. Praise the Lord. He cares for his people and all that, you know. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of that means 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. How about his successor? Prophet after prophet, we are seeing the same thing. Ministering spirit, angels, Elisha. When he was at Dothan, he lived at Dothan, right? That's where he lived, at Dothan. The king of Syria sent an army to surround him and take him prisoner, right? Then his servant arose in the morning and saw the army that compassed the city and was much alarmed. But Elisha prayed. There we go. Elisha prayed that the young man's eyes might be opened so that he may see the host of angels that God has sent to protect them from harm. That is in 2 Kings 6:17. Now read that quickly. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountains were full of horses, and chariots of fire ran about Elisha. Praise the Lord. Now, you know what? Elisha, as you can see, God acquainted with these chariots and horses of fire. At least from the time that Elijah went up, amen. Let's see the going up of Elijah. From that time on, he began to get acquainted with these horses of fire and so on. So in 2 Kings 2:11, and it came to pass, and he still went on, meaning himself and Elijah, right? And they talked that behold, there appeared a chariot of fire and horses of fire. See? The acquainted, since Elijah went up, they are acquainted with these chariots of the Lord and so on, that you know. And parted them asunder. And Elisha went up in the whirlwind into heaven. And Elisha saw it, and he cried, my father, the chariot of Israel, and the horsemen thereof. Bible says, and he saw him no more. That's not the only time when that will happen around Elisha. We have another record. When he was sick, Elisha was sick. Yes, he was sick. Praise God. He even died of it too. You know, God permitted him to die like that, you know. So as he was sick on his bed, the king of Israel, by the name of Joash, came to visit him and so on, that, you know. God opened that king's eyes. He saw the same shadows of fire. And let's see back in, let me see here, around Elisha. He saw the same thing around Elisha, even on Elijah's sick bed. 2 Kings 13:14. Now Elisha was falling sick. Of his sickness, whereof he died. And Joash the king of Israel came down unto him and wept over his face and said the same thing, oh, my father, the chariot of Israel and the horsemen thereof. It's like Elisha was acquainted with this thing, with this heavenly thing. Praise God. See? Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, let's leave him alone. Daniel the prophet, we all know that Daniel and some of that, you know. That book records a number of instances of angelic visitation, ministry to the children of God of all ages, you know. That different today? Why should it be different today? You know? Anyway, Let's see about Daniel. When the three Hebrew children came out of the Syrian furnace unharmed, see? King Nebuchadnezzar said in Daniel 3:28, I speak on word in India. He said, blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you know, who has sent his angels. Here we go. Ministering spirits, right? Angels of God. Could be the angel of the Lord. And deliver his servants that trusted in him. And have changed the king's word and yielded their bodies, that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own God. Not that much the end of the story. Daniel himself, because he would not cease to pray to the God of Israel, his enemies plotted to have him cast into the lion's den. They succeeded in a way and in their purpose. Daniel was sent to the lion's den, right? The king, they tricked the king. He couldn't change the law. The king of the law of the Medes and the Persian cannot be altered at all. They tricked him, but he did it. And what happened in Daniel 6:20? And when he came now in the morning, the king spent the night fasting. No drumming, no drinking, nothing. So he was just fasting like this. You know, for Daniel, you know. Now in the morning, he couldn't even wait for the sun to break. He went to the lion's place and so on. Daniel 6:20. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. And the king spake and said to Daniel, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually able to deliver thee from the lion? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. Now watch. My God has sent his angel, see, ministering spirit, and assured the lion's mouth, sir, that he hath not hurt me. For as much as before God, innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. You see, right there. So we see all the time, you know, God sending his angel, ministering spirit, right, to the saints of all dispensation. It's still the same today. Now, Joseph, the husband of Mary, right, he was forewarned several times of danger and given special guidance by an angel, you know, of the law, in a dream. There are about three of them. Let's quickly read those things to see the ministration of angels, ministering spirits, right? Now, the first one was in Matthew 1:19. Then Joseph, her husband of Mary, being a just man and not willing to make a public example of Mary, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, see, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife. So the angel appeared right there. Second visitation, another warning to Joseph, in Matthew 2, verse 12. And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to, so they went to the wise men, being warned, you know, of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country. Meaning the wise men, the Magi, you know. So they went their own way. Now, but watch Joseph now. And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, arise, and take the young child and his mother, and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word. For Herod will seek, the young child to destroy him. So we see, even Joseph, many times, the angel appearing, ministering spirit, right? If there's another one about him, one more about Joseph, about the coming of Herod and so on. In Matthew 2:19, we are told, but when Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph again, back in Egypt, right? Saying, arise and take the young child and his mother and go into the land of Israel. For they are dead which saw the young child's life. Well, let's pick two or three more in the New Testament. There are so many of them. Just today, a foundation will show who they are. What is their nature? What are their characteristics? They are ministering spirits, right? We have been seeing how they are ministering to the saints. And so in Peter, in Acts 12, we all know that. Acts 12 and so on. In the days of the early church, King Herod stretched forth his arm to kill certain of the apostles, right? And he already slew James, brother of John with his sword. And the Bible says, please the Jews to see that and so on. So he proceeded to take brother Peter also. But the church continued to pray without ceasing. All that night. It's like most of the time people are praying, right? And this angel will just show up, amen? Praise God. And they are happy in your life to them. You all see them, you know, and we talk about that later and so on. So in Acts 12:7, we are told, behold, the angel of the Lord came unto Peter, unto him, and a light shined in the prison. And he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up. Like Peter raised up the people at the people gate, right? Now he's being raised up by the angel of the Lord, amen? Praise the Lord. Anyway, of course, we know what happened there. You know, they are, the light show. When they come, the light will show and some of that, you know. And of course, you know, he was delivered out of that, you know. So, and the angel of the Lord delivered him out of. Paul himself, you know, Paul was in a ship on the way to Rome, right? And was in the midst of a great storm at sea. He spent 2 weeks in prayer and fasting. It's always like when they are praying and doing something, right? Daniel was praying and fasting, right? Then the angel will appear, amen? I don't say go and fast as you see angels. I don't say that. Praise the Lord. It just happened that when they are praying, most of the time, Jacob was praying, right? All night long, the angel appeared, amen? So that's something anonymous. Anyway, what we don't do for angels, we don't seek them. They just come as God, we appoint them to come to us, amen? But we are in the midst of them as well. Anyway, so, brother Paul, fasting and praying for about 2 weeks, and the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and told him, no life will be lost. That is in Acts 27:21. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and said, sir, you should have asked me, you warned them before, asking unto me, not to have loosed from Crete, and to have gained this arm and lost. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, amen. Praise the Lord. To be of good cheer, whatever you are going through, be of good cheer, amen. These are the very words of our Lord Jesus Christ, amen. Oh, say, be of good cheer, praise the Lord. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, amen. I've overcome the world, praise God. So be of good cheer, for there shall be no loss of man, any man's life among you, but of the sheep. Now, 23, for there stood by me this night, the angel of God, which I am, whom I serve, saying, fear not, Paul, thou must be brought before Caesar. And lo, God has given thee all them that say with thee. You know, when I'm traveling anytime, I will say to myself, this airplane is safe, amen? Amen. And all that are here, they are saved. I don't care how they believe, amen? Praise God. Because you know your right, amen? I know the angel of the Lord doesn't encamp, amen? Praise the Lord. So Paul gave all those men with him, he saved their life with Paul. Praise God. He could have saved Paul alone if he wanted to do it. Amen. Praise God. You could have let other people perish, but you don't know how many blessings you bring to people who are unbelievers around you. Praise the Lord. Let's continue the good work. So I can keep on going and going and going of angelic visitation and ministration. Conclusion is this. There are many other instances in the Bible, but what I said is sufficient for now, that God have protecting angels who watch over you as a child of God. You do. You know, the guardian angel watch over you when you were a child. He did. You know, and he continues to watch over you when you become a believer, an adult. So it seems certain that it is God's plan that angels should attend his people all the days of their lives. Why? Because they are ministering spirits sent forth to minister to them who are the heirs of salvation. Even talking of all their lives, even those who pass on and sleep in the law, we are told in the parable of the rich man Lazarus, right? Angel received Lazarus, right? Even right to the end. Praise the Lord. Amen. So you see, throughout your life, the angel of the Lord, you know, that an angel to watch over you. You know, even if you know they sleep in the Lord, an angel still receive them. Praise God. Even in the early church, it's a popular belief in the early church that you have an angel. Even in the incident of that Acts 12, when Brother Peter was relieved by the angel, I keep on knocking. Sister Rosa was the one who opened the door, and they, it's Brother Peter. They didn't believe him, and so that, you know. Oh, you say, I think I'm mad. It is his angel. They believe in guardian angel in the early church. Praise the Lord. Amen. How about the church of today? Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, brethren, rest assured. that in every conceivable situation you can find yourself in, the angels of God are there to minister to you. Amen. Whether you see them or not, it is immaterial. The just shall live by faith. Amen. We walk by faith, not by sight. Praise God. If God will, we can make you to see them. We in our dispensation, we have seen a man of God who saw angels. He saw it as a man. With Abraham. What does that mean? He saw about the world. Praise God. And I'm going to go too deep into that. Praise God. He saw a man, Antonio, that, you know, in the cave, and I don't know, Antonio, that, you know, the same thing we see in the Bible here. So it's not only in the Bible days. The Lord Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, so the Lord can send them to supernaturally supply your needs. Amen? Even today, not only in the time of Elijah, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. In this age, like he did for Elijah, he cooked me for Elijah. The angel, they cooked me for him. They make the meat available, and they cooked me for Elijah. Behold, said the Lord, have you not read that I am the Lord and I change not? Praise the Lord. In your own situation, I mean, angels are around you, amen, to help you. Here's a testimony here. A notable and famous minister of the gospel consulted the Lord about his financial situation early in his ministry. Is this a popular? I won't even begin to mention names. I don't know why you do that. So I'll say this one. So now, he was in trouble financially. I mean, one of the best Pentecostal preachers ever I know of. You know, he's got to glory now. So, you know, they begin to seek the Lord. Why is my finances? All he does is to preach the gospel. Yeah, at times he was patroning churches and all that, you know. And the offering will not be enough to meet his needs, and so on. But asking the Lord, he will fast and pray and fast and pray, and nothing seems to be happening, and so on. So it was inquiring of the Lord. One of those things, I don't know that, you know. And the Lord told him this thing, I don't know that, you know. So one day, among many things that the Lord told him in this thing is this. This here is, and I quote him now. So the Lord said to him, say these words, go, ministry spirit, and cause the money to come. These are his words. Praise the Lord. The Lord told him many things, but I just couldn't say the Lord told him among many things. Say, go, you ministering spirit, cause the money to come. And he said, each time he said it, he never paid one time.
Amen.
Well, he didn't go to be with the Lord now, but his ministry is still here, blending people around the world, all over the world, you know. This is the one that he was supposed to die at age 16 of heart trouble, but God healed him, right?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So, you know, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He preaching the gospel, he has his own plane. He preaching the gospel all over the world. From riding a rundown car, in those days, and so that, you know, and he cried to the Lord, you know, and so that, you know, the Lord, that's not the only thing the Lord told him, but that's one of the things. You say, ministering spirits, angels, go and command the money to come. And he said, never fail me one time. I'm just quoting, praise the Lord. So you see that, so right there. So now, here are some, I'm closing here. Here are some wonderful promises to you as a dedicated believer. And we all know the scripture. Through the angelic ministry, Psalm 91 is all that we know, but I'm going to read about two or three verses of there as we go this morning, verse 10. There shall no evil befall thee, amen?
Amen.
Neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. That's all the medicine I know and I need, amen?
Amen.
God say in all my ways, whether I lie down, whether where I go, in all my ways, they shall bear thee up in their arms, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and adder, the young lion and the dragon shall thou trample on thy feet. Now, brethren, here is a promise of protection that I just read to you now. Over all evil, the Lord shall keep you. Over the plague, the Lord shall keep you from them. Over any kind of an accident, the Lord will keep you. Over the power of the dragon, he will keep you. Praise God. Yes, the angels of God, they are all ministering spirits sent forth to minister for you and me, who are the heart of salvation. So when we enter, you know what? You know, you may not see them right now, but I'm telling you now, when we enter eternity, you know, brethren, you know, eternity and so on, and all things are revealed to us. Know that we shall learn there were many, many times when we came near disaster or tragedy that which we knew nothing about, but the angels of God saw the danger, and you are delivered from them. Amen?
Amen?
See? Because we have placed our lives in the hand of God. We were saved from danger and perhaps sudden death. So blessed is the name of the Lord. So be, I mean, so let us know what whom we are in Christ. His angel encamps around you. So nothing can shake you, amen. When you try, you see all the people you have tried. Daniel and the three, I mean, the three preachers have to be in the fire for us, right? But the Lord made them in the fire, right? Daniel had to be in lion's den already, right? But the Lord was there, amen. If he permits to be in lion's den, then he'll be there. I'll be with him in trouble and I will deliver him. Amen. I will show him my salvation with long life. Will I satisfy him and show him my salvation? Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus because you care so much for us. Lord, we're not abandoned here. Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. Lord, we believe your word. Lord, we take your word for it. The truth, the way, and the life. Lord, we thank you this morning. Just go through the scripture that you care so much for us. You have guardian angels for us, Lord. You know, so we bless and we worship you. Help us, Lord, oh God, to meditate upon your word and, casting down imagination and every high thing that exhausts itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we worship and we adore you, Lord. Lord, only your word will last, Lord, in the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father, for blessing us in the day of your word. Father, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Praise the Lord.